Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Should I Delete That? I'm Em Clarkson.
I'm Alex Light.
Great.
I don't know. Good start.
Good start. So... today, we're talking, we need a catch-up. We haven't had, like, I've been away for a couple of weeks. We haven't had, like, a current affairs catch-up. And in the words of Emma, our social media manager, such a cheery message when I woke up to this morning. The world is a dumpster fire at the moment.
Excellent.
That was the
excellent
message.
We started off strong.
Yeah.
Great. Where do we start?
I want to talk about Joe Siwa so badly.
Can you believe I didn't know who she was until very recently?
Until
I just
yesterday.
Didn't know.
Yeah, because normally when something's like kicking off online, me and you talk about it in WhatsApp, which is why we started the reformat of the Thursday episodes, because we need to actually do our jobs. And yeah, you were like, who's Jojo Siwa? I was like, what do you mean, who's Jojo Siwa? Have you ever seen a bow before?
I recognised her once I started looking her up. Yeah.
So, right, just in case you're like Alex and you're missing the situation and you haven't seen it, I actually need to talk about like the state of the internet at the minute, because so she is so viral right now.
She's so viral.
A child star. She got famous at 9. She went on a show called Dance Moms, and then she kind of became famous as a sort of like Disney child star performer. Big bows in her hair and beads, glitter, rhinestones, dancing, singing. Like, cult favourite among kids. And now she's 20, she's gay, she's rebranding her life, she's gone for the goth thing, and she's kind of living it all out online, and she's released a new song, which is actually catchy as hell, can I just say?
Karma. Yes, it was in my head for a long time last night.
It's still in mine, it's just going around the whole time. Karma's a bitch. Anyway, she's so viral. But the fucking comments and the commentary around her is so deranged. And we talked about it at the time. We talked about the Liam Payne interview and how everybody made... He just became the butt of the joke for 2 weeks, where it was just this, like, he is not human. He is just this punchline. And we are just going to go for him. And we're going to laugh at him and tear him apart. And that's just... like, we'd completely dehumanise this guy and we're just going to whatever. And then... a few months later, he appeared looking really unwell, and everyone goes, "Oh no, what happened?
What happened?
You fucking happened, you idiot!" And now it's like we've got a 20-year-old girl, and it's like the comments. And yes, some of them are quite funny. It's like, "Oh, she's dropped this song. I wish she'd pick it back up again. Like, please unleash this." The comments in them of themselves, I'm like, these aren't the worst jokes I've ever heard, but like, it's all I'm seeing.
Everything
is negative, to the point where it's like we're trying to, it's like what we did before, it's like it's who can make the funniest joke, who can get the likes with the most comments, at the expense of a 20-year-old girl. It's like, I don't understand how we think people can survive this. Like, I don't understand how people think she's just going to survive this, because God forbid she couldn't, fair fucks, they'd make a documentary in 5 years' time and everyone would go, "Yeah, that looks rough." It's like, that looks... You're doing it right now. Yeah. The piss-taking on this scale is terrifying to
me. So you texted me last night saying, "I want to talk about Jojo Siwa tomorrow." And I was like, "Who's that?" Because... so I recognise her, obviously, but I went onto her page, super viral.
So viral.
So many followers. And I went onto the, you know, the latest video about her single, Karma, and she's her dance moves in it. She's obviously really good at dancing, isn't she? Because Dance Moms. That was,
yeah, she is.
Which I used to love. I do remember her from that. And she's doing this like different type of dance move in it where it's kind of like...
It's a bit not.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, jittery. I don't know how to describe
it. It's impressive.
It looks like she's in fast motion.
Yeah.
And the comments are wicked. And I know that sounds like a really very
specific word.
Specific and strange word, but that's what instantly what came to my mind. I was like, this is really wicked. It's cruel and it's evil. And so many of the comments were like, oh, thank you, Jojo. I have epilepsy too. Thank you for bringing awareness. I have seizures too, Jojo. Yeah. Thank you so much for bringing awareness to this. You know, taking the piss out of her dancing.
And the amount of comments as well that were like, I need to thank you, Jojo. I've been paralysed since the car accident 9 years ago, but I was able to stand up to turn off this song. And it's like...
Yeah, and people saying, oh, I need to thank you for bringing my family back together. When my grandma heard this song, she came back from... She came out of her grave to tell me to turn my phone off.
Yeah.
Tell me to turn it off. It's like, oh, my God. And people are pissing themselves at it.
Yeah. And this has happened at a time where that TV show's come out about Nickelodeon, about child stars.
Yeah.
We are very au fait with the reality of children stars and the dangers of that. You know, like Jeanette, what's her name, wrote the book I'm Glad My Mom Died. I read it last year. McCurdy? Jeanette McCurdy?
Yes. Yeah.
Such a good book about what it's like. Now, I don't know Jojo Siwa, but I listened to her Call Her Daddy podcast this morning, which actually came out today.
Yeah, same.
I don't know her. I don't know her mum. I can't speak to their relationship. But that dynamic, she has grown up motherless in one sense of the word. And I don't mean like she doesn't... I mean motherless in the mom, maternal... And she says in the interview, I need my mummy mum.
That hurt me when I heard that.
That hurt me because she doesn't have a mummy mum. Yeah. She's got her manager mum. And that doesn't mean she's not a great mum or a great person in her life.
Yeah.
But she's grown up in this situation that we've seen time and time again as a really dangerous one. And it strikes me as terrifying that we can't have the empathy to connect the horror that we've seen play out time and time again with this person right now. That we're having the two conversations in tangent. It's like, oh my God, all these child stars. It must be so hard to be a child star. We have to worry about the child stars, but let's kick the fucking shit out of this one.
Yeah.
Right now. And we have the power to literally not do that. We literally don't need to be... need to tell these jokes. We don't need to...
And they're gleeful. It's gleeful, these jokes.
And everyone's doing the... Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's like... It's what we did with Liam Payne. We can't help it. Everyone is so excited that there's a new punching bag. There's like a new puppy to kick.
It's so sad. All of it is so sad, but it's like this... We have seen it time and time again with these child stars where they have to make the transition from child star to adult star and make it very, very publicly. And it's like... No matter which way they go, we've seen it with like Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears. It's like whichever way they go, you know, Miley kind of went more like wacky, a bit like JoJo. And
well, JoJo keeps citing Miley as like her inspiration. And she's saying, you know, that transition is what I want to do. So all the comments are now being like, well, you're not as good as Miley and you're not as this. And it's just like, well, obviously you can't just have two women doing similar things. You've got to put them in direct competition and use one to whack the other one with.
But they did that. They did the wacky thing and then they laughed at.
Yeah.
And mocked and humiliated. Britney did the sexy thing.
Yeah.
And also, she was absolutely lambasted for that.
JoJo didn't change. She stayed doing... It came up in the Call Her Daddy interview. Yeah. JoJo stayed doing the Disney thing and the big bow thing until she was 18. And then all the comments are like, you're too old for this. Grow up. You need to do something else.
Now
she's grown up.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, I hate this.
I like the way you grew up.
Yeah.
You didn't grow up right.
Yeah, you've grown up wrong. But this is a funny way of growing up. Ha, ha, ha.
But if she had done the sexy pop star thing.
That would be a big problem.
That would also be a problem.
Yeah, that would be a huge problem.
So it's like, what's she supposed to do?
And she's also navigated coming out, which is a crazy thing to have to do at her level of publicity. Mm. And that's a massive part of who she is. And the comments, the jokes about that. And it's like, it's just deranged. It's deranged.
Yeah.
And you don't have to like her. You don't have to like her music.
No.
But you don't need to do this.
No. And there's like, I feel like I'm hearing people on the other side, listening on the other side of this, listening to this, saying, well, you know, she's kind of asking for it. She puts out all this content. She knows she's doing it to shock and blah, blah, blah. But we also have to remember that this is like a 20-year-old girl who's been in the public eye since she was 9 years old. Yeah. She's always been famous. Yeah. She knows
she's bought
no
her
different.
Parents' house. She's yeah. got all of her family on the payroll. She is growing up yeah. in such a unique situation. But even if she didn't, even if she was a 30-year-old, I keep saying this, I keep having this conversation. Really interesting. I just went away with people who aren't parents. And it's my first time going away with my family, really, with Arlo. And my sister's like child-free. She's not really a kid person. Mm. And the conversations I've had with her about like the instinctual judging that we do
yeah.
that's really changed in me since becoming a parent. Because before, if I saw a child tearing through a restaurant or whatever, I'd be like, oh, for God's sake, where are the parents or whatever? And yeah. now I just think, you've probably been up all fucking night and yeah, you might be exhausted. Okay. I hope they're okay. Where's yeah. the dad? The mum's on her own. Is she on her own again? I hope she's... Is someone looking after her? I wonder if she's had time to eat this morning. I have so much more empathy because I've been in that situation. And so it's just... It has changed me. So and maybe I have more empathy for the internet thing because I've also been... had people be so horrible to me on the internet. But it really strikes me as like we can only look at it in one context and it's with this full... judgment. Like it's we can't look and think we can only look and think, well, she's asking for it. You chose to have kids, you chose to go on the internet, you chose yeah. to do this, like you chose to wear that. It's like we can't hear ourselves. That it's like, yes, she can choose to post these videos out, but she can't stop the beast that is the internet. It's the same as you can have a baby and you can't once it starts becoming a child, you can't if you hate it, you can't undo it. Have compassion for that. If you become famous and then you hate it, everyone, well, if you don't like it, disappear. She's got her whole family on the payroll. How?
And also the thing that we should be tackling is not like, oh well, you're famous and you don't like it, disappear. Is like the thing we should be tackling is why that is part and parcel of being famous.
Yeah.
That people want to absolutely annihilate people.
But it goes with what you just talked about. You did a video this week about Lana Del Rey and yeah. all the comments on her body. And I commented on that reel. And it's just like, the more I see this stuff, it's like, yeah, there's body shaming. There's an element to it. There's branding. There's sexuality. There's, you know, the same shit, different day, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
there's always something. And that's the always. Thing that's really striking me. It's like, why yeah. is there always something? Why yeah. can't we just fucking swipe past? It's like we can't yeah. stop until we've obliterated people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we can't go until they have not a shred of confidence or security or life left in them. We've just got to beat it out of them. It's the
worst. And there
worst.
Is absolutely no way that a 20-year-old girl... I mean, and yes, we can look at her and think, wow, she looks so confident in her videos. Like, she looks like she just doesn't give a fuck. Absolutely not. There is no way that any 20-year-old girl is not absorbing all of this, like, this abundance of hate. And she said in the Call My Daddy...
Call her daddy.
Call her daddy. Call my
Should
daddy.
We call you David. I was asking you to call you.
Call my daddy. Call her daddy. She said in the podcast, you know, the host asked her, how do you feel about you know, the trolling and the hate? And she was like, yeah, I call it new hate. Like, it kind of, I'm like, any new hate, it's like, ouch at first. I was like,
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's trying to be brave about it. I don't know, maybe I'm reading between the lines, but of course it hurts.
Of
like,
course
it's like,
it fucking hurts.
And also we're just like on a podcast referencing another podcast entirely, but the host asked her, what does she regret? And the things she said that she regrets are like those viral moments where it's viral for a bad reason, basically. People taking the piss out of her. And all those moments are things that have been taken out of context. And I was like...
They're not even yours to regret.
But I was like, how must it feel to know that the whole world is just like, not even just waiting for you to trip up, but like making you trip up.
Yeah, tripping you up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. I didn't even think about it like that.
Desperately just waiting for just any kind of like egg of... like, this is it. This is what I'm going to take to make this another viral moment where you're absolutely mocked and humiliated.
Yeah.
It's just brutal.
It is. And it's like, and I know that, again, there'll still be people going, yeah, but she still keeps going. She still keeps going. And it's like, as she should. I think this all the time. Like, I posted a reel last night that was like a bit baity and it was just laughing at some dude. And the fucking anxiety that I felt as I posted it, just because I'm I know I'm asking for it in a sense. Like, in a little way, I'm like, if this goes on the wrong side of the internet, I'm fucked. JoJo is every side of the internet because she's so famous. And it's like, to say you can't do it or like she shouldn't be doing it, it's her whole... I don't know. It's this. It's the judgment of parents. It's the judgment of everyone. Like, to say you can't do it or you shouldn't do it, it doesn't make sense. Like, how does someone start unpicking their whole life? How do you start not doing the thing that is all you know how to do?
Exactly. It's a totally unreasonable request, and it's not fair either.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since she was not, and she was saying that she moved to LA with her mom, her dad and her brother stayed back home in Atlanta. I can't remember
where they're from.
They moved and they lived for 6 years, just her mom and her. So she lived without her dad and her brother for 6 years while they were there, like
as a teenager.
And she was saying that the bond with her mom is founded on work. Yeah, that's what she was saying. Like. Yeah. Like, that's how she bonds with her mum. That's how she... That's their whole relationship.
Yeah.
Of course she's not going to give... Of course she's not going to give it up.
Yeah, that's so true.
She's not going to give her work up. Her,
and completely ruin the bond.
Her whole identity.
And take away the jobs of her whole family.
Yeah. But then again, we shouldn't even have to justify, like, why she shouldn't have to give it up. That's the thing. But I don't know. It just makes it all feel even more particularly cruel.
Maybe it's because we talked about the Liam Payne thing quite at length, you and I. And, like, it's like... It's so frustrating. It's literally just like watching people put the same... It's just watching waves. It's just... And it's not ending. I can't see it ending. Like, we had Selena Gomez 2 weeks ago where she was at the Grammys or the Oscars or whatever, and all the comments are about how much weight she's gained. And then it's Lana Del Rey and how much weight she's gained. And it's just... And now
it's Rihanna, who's just had a baby, but she's still too fat.
Yeah. And it's like, guys... Stop it.
Yeah.
Like, and Will Smith is literally the last person I should be quoting on punches, quotes about punching. But he did one years ago and he said, like, the internet, and I'll paraphrase it slash butcher it, but he said, the internet's got you all too comfortable, like, saying what you want without getting a slap in the face or something along those lines, which turned out to be a bit, bit of a prophecy. Yeah. But it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, and it's just the joke element. That's the worst bit. It's like, we're not, you know, I used to worry the most about gossip sites and I used to worry the most about hate forums. And I used to think that's the worst and most dangerous bit of the internet. And that's what's going to kill people. And I stand by the fact that it probably will and will do that. And I would say to anyone listening, if you partake in it, you will have blood on your hands one day. And that's that. Mm. I think the murkier area is the people who are making the jokes, because I don't think you can so quickly say you'll have blood on your hands, because that's a huge accusation and a huge, you know, ladle of guilt for someone to deal with. But how can we look at ourselves when we're doing, because we wouldn't do this. We couldn't do this to a 20-year-old in our real life.
In real life.
We simply couldn't.
No way.
And I don't understand how we can justify it. I don't understand how we can, because it's normal people and it's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And like, even I'm like tempted to make a joke about the dance or make a joke about I don't know.
Yeah.
Because the temptation is there, because it's what we do. It's just part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And then you have to really catch yourself and be like, why am I doing this? Like, can we exist without talking about other people? Like that? I don't know. Can the internet thrive without it? I don't know.
That's actually a really good question. But then I think that is, it's existed for a long time, even prior to the internet. But it was just never as dangerous beforehand because it was kind of kept within circles and it wasn't it wasn't put on this public platform.
Worry, like really worry for her mental health.
And I think the internet dehumanizes like the distance. But I guess that's always been the case with celebrities, is like the we dehumanize celebrities because they feel distance from us, and we feel like they're like a kind of a different breed of people. But we are way too quick to dehumanize, and to dehumanize to such an extent now that it's like evil.
Evil.
When I mean, don't think it's all evil people doing it.
No. That's the thing.
I don't think they're evil
because
at the core.
Because it's even people doing the dance, right? This is where it gets complicated because it's very easy as black and white to say if you're on a hate forum, you're a hateful person. It's easy for me to kind of make that in my head and make that make sense in my head.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even mean a hateful person. I don't think that's true. But it's easier for me to equate guilt with something as tangibly unkind is probably what I mean.
Yeah.
What I can't work out in my own head is the jokes and the responsibility that we have not to make jokes. Because I do always think punching down is the lowest form of wit. And I do think, like, when I see comedians attacking minority groups or whatever, I just think, well, that was cheap and that was lazy. And as a result, it's not funny. But then it's like, I don't know, you've got like James Charles doing the JoJo dance. And then I saw a clip of JoJo being upset and being like, yeah, well, he did ask me before he did it. And it's like, well, that's complicated. But like, is it funny? Are we allowed to laugh? I don't know. Like, I can't work out because we don't know her. I know in my friendship with you what's okay to laugh about and what isn't.
Yeah.
But people, we make that decision based on people that we don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me really scared because it's like it just makes me, because if we woke up to the worst news next week that she couldn't handle this, I wouldn't, like, that'd be like, yeah, well.
You know, it's a really good point. Like, are we allowed to laugh at it? Are we allowed to find it funny? That's actually a really good question.
Because I don't know.
And I think that's becoming like a question that's being explored in the mainstream now, doesn't it? It feels like that with like Ricky Gervais talking about it in his thing that's just come out. Mm. Like, you know, what can we find funny? What can we not find funny? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like people are really...
Because there's just the boomer thing. Well, no one can take a joke this day and age.
Yeah.
And I'd go back to punching down.
It's a grey area.
Because I don't know what defines comedy. But also I think comedians have a level of individualistic responsibility, and they have to work that out within themselves. Like, if Ricky Gervais is going to make a joke, and I don't really know his stuff to know who he's targeting, or Frankie Boyle or whatever, you know, any of these like controversial people,
yeah,
if they can lay their heads down at night and make peace with what they've done and what they've said, then, you know, maybe that's that. But I think that's much more deliberate. They're writing it, they're scripting it. I think what frightens me is the way that we fire off the jokes. And it's not scripted. It's not thought about. It's so quick now. And then we've got to deal with... It's like Caroline Flack. Everybody jumped on that when it was in the news
without
the full fucking picture, as is often the case. Yeah. And then afterwards, they have to deal with their own guilt and question their own part of it.
Sorry, I'm still thinking about this question. It's so interesting because it's like... But I guess... It's not in the forum of comedy, what she's doing. And I guess we are laughing at her.
We're
laughing at her self-expression.
Yeah. We're not laughing at her
Which
jokes.
We tend to do it with women, right? We laugh at their self-expression.
And we
don't really like
Payne
it.
As well.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But it was like we smelt the vulnerability on him. It's like people can't help it. It's like, it's literally like...
It's pack.
There's a wounded dog. We're going to kick it to death.
Yeah.
Like, and it's so fucked up, and we can kind of justify it to ourselves. It's like, well, it's a joke.
Do you think that's in our nature, though? Because that scares me. Is that, like, inherent?
I do think it is part of existence. Like, if you get a poorly zebra, the other zebras in the herd will kick it to death because they're just slowing them down.
And I always remember, you know, do you remember that first dog that my family adopted, Wilf?
Yeah.
And we saw him on the street in a little village in Cyprus, and school kids, little school kids came out of school and were kicking him.
Yeah, I rescued a dog that was being kicked by kids once.
So it's, and that I was like, oh my God, you are so
callous.
But you're so, like, yeah. That's, I don't know. Is this like, is this indicative of your,
I mean, kids
like,
pull wings off
nature?
Flies. Like,
our nature.
Yeah.
But then I don't know.
There
I would never kick a dog.
It seems to be a cruelty.
Yeah.
And an enjoyment that's derived from cruelty. I see a lot of like the fat shaming.
Yeah.
And I think that feels, this is what's interesting. This is like the kind of interesting divide. It's like, The Lana Del Rey, Selena Gomez, those comments, like the commentary about their body, that's meant to hurt. Like, and
course,
it does feel like men's for the most part.
Yeah.
There are two different prongs. There's like there are people who are genuinely just trying to hurt people, and it's an easy low hanging fruit. Just go for a plus size woman because it's easy.
Yeah,
and it's a really cheap way of bringing a woman down. But that feels different. And equally cruel and terrifying that we are in a place where it's just fucking relentless. But the joking is like, that's just where I can't. Like, okay, so weirdly, I met this woman while I was away whose daughter went viral recently for a clip. I'm not going to say it because it completely identifies her, but for a clip that went mad viral. And she was, she's not a famous person. She was doing, she was not a famous person at all.
Okay.
And she was taken, one quote was taken and someone made it into a song. And her mum was saying the abuse that she got was like nothing she never saw it coming. It came out of fucking nowhere. Yeah. One soundbite of her was taken from one thing that she did. She is not famous. She is she's not anybody in online. You know, it's not like we're ready to tear this one person down because people didn't even know her name. It just went incredibly viral. And yeah, it's only 20 minutes in the scheme of life, you know, like it's a week of her life. But that is so defining.
Oh my God, that stuff sticks.
It will stick with her.
That is forever.
It will traumatise her.
Forever.
It will make her scared of her phone.
Yeah.
It will make her scared of her appearance. It will make her doubt herself. It will make her doubt her voice and everything she says from now on. Her confidence will have been obliterated.
Yeah. Like when you read those comments about yourself when you were 17.
I never got over them.
In the Daily Mail.
I never got over them.
Yeah, that stuff sticks.
It sticks.
Yeah.
And that was small fish. If I had to deal with, and I know this having gone through it, and that was 12 years ago I read comments and I could recite them all to you now. I could recite every single one of them word for word, spelling mistakes and all, because they are so ingrained and they are so much a part of my tapestry and who I am. If I had had it on a bigger scale, publicly, if people, at least for me, it was this deep shame of one comment section and I just knew I couldn't look at it. I just knew that this, if it was everywhere I looked, I don't genuinely know if I'd have survived it. I really don't. Mm. If I'd had it on the scale, because I've had it in my life. And I, at that age, I don't think I'd have wanted to live anymore.
No.
Because it made me not want to be me. I read them and I was like, I can't be me anymore. I'm the worst. It will make me cry. Like, it made me hate myself.
I can't even imagine. A 17-year-old is such a vulnerable, like, formative age anyway.
And that was small scale versus what's happening now.
Yeah.
I don't know how people survive it. And I don't know how we, as humans, go, haha, it's the internet.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just what we do. We just laugh at people now. Yeah. It's so fucking cruel. It really scares me.
And if we're not making the jokes, we're liking the jokes.
Yeah. And the temptation.
And we're scrolling to find more
of the
jokes. The
temptation, yeah. And even like me, the biggest hypocrite in the whole world who's literally been through it, I'm still like, haha. There's still a massive part of me that wants to go and learn the JoJo choreography because I think I'd be really good at it. And it's like, well, there's something wrong with me then. But I don't know. I can't work out where I land on it.
Do you know what? I think it'd be good to have like a psychologist.
Oh my God,
we should speak to about this and try and get into the psychology of...
The pack mentality.
Yeah.
What the internet's doing to us. Because is it making us worse?
100%, yeah.
Fuck.
Okay, well, that leaves a lot of unanswered questions. We've actually...
Join us in our turmoil.
...thrown up a lot of questions.
Yeah, welcome to Thursday's new format.
Do you know what, though? It would be interesting to hear what people think about this, actually, where they land on this. So if you want to send us an email, we'd love to... Because we could do another Is It Just Me?
Yeah,
talking about your opinions on this. I think that'd be really cool. So if you want to send us...
If you want to send us voice notes...
You can send us voice notes.
Send us voice notes. If you
on Instagram,
on this one.
Actually, delete that. Or you can email us... Should delete that pod at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you on
this.
That'd
be
really cool.
Yeah, we need to try and find somebody. Because I do,
And if you have suggestions for somebody that we could speak to about this, that would be really cool as well.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, welcome to Thursday's Existentials. I think we should rename them.
I feel sad.
Yeah, I feel
sad and bleak. Yeah.
Brilliant.
On that note,
we love you very much. Sorry for making you sad and bleak too. See you on Monday. Love you loads.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.